Chinese investigators say they have gathered much evidence regarding the capsizing of the Eastern Star cruise ship on the Yangtze River that killed at least 434 people. In its first detailed report on the investigation since the disaster, the Chinese government is stressing it's a complex probe that demands scrupulous methods and simulations. And Premier Li Keqiang ordered the setup of a 60-strong investigation team on June 2nd, a day after the capsizing of the Eastern Star. The team has been probing meteorological conditions at the time of the disaster, the structure and retrofitting of the ship, its fitness to sail, sailors' responsibilities, and shipping safety supervision on the Yangtze River itself. They're working on video footage and GPS data from devices recovered from the ship, as well as data from satellites, radar, and ground-level monitors. As the investigation continues, relatives of the victims of the shipwreck are now being allowed to retrieve their loved ones' belongings. They've been given access to the items at a funeral home in Jianli County, which is near the site of last week's disaster. Xia Yanhai with Jianli's Civil Affairs Bureau says the process of cremating the victims has also gotten underway.
The mortuary has received the bodies of 219 victims, of which 76 have been identified by their families. The families of 51 victims have agreed to have the victims' bodies cremated. 26 bodies have been cremated.
The ship is